Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
A Florida man was accused of reporting a fake bomb in a Publix bathroom during a meat heist. There's so many things wrong with this headline. I mean, the bomb in the bathroom, meat, it's all bad. The guy, he's from a Cocoa Man, has found himself behind bars after he allegedly reported a fake bomb in a Publix bathroom in an apparent ruse to distract deputies because he wanted to steal a shopping cart full of meat. Dallas Britt, 46 years old, was arrested and charged with the following the incident that unfolded. Brevard County Sheriff, he got charged with a false bomb report, misuse of 911, petty theft, and use of a two-way communication device to facilitate a felony. All right. Couldn't that have just been like a phone? Can you get that charge? Interesting. He said, quote, somebody put a bomb in the bathroom, like the garbage can. It's ticking. So they went, and he got in a lot of trouble. So you can't be doing stuff like that. Why would you do that? To steal a shopping cart full of meat. But, okay, this Florida man did. I don't want to do this one. This Florida man stripped naked and lit a dog on fire outside of a Daytona Beach hotel. I kind of want to light him on fire now. Please tell me that 65-year-old Michael Zellers, he got charged for felony animal cruelty, obstructing an officer, indecent exposure, possession of controlled substance, disorderly conduct, violation, probation. And he literally burned his dog with his lighter on the neck, ears, neck, and paw. The animal suffered superficial injuries. He got medical care. I hope someone nice takes him. In the meantime, kind of want to set this guy's feet on fire. Like, literally. I'm just saying, kind of. I didn't say I'd do it. Don't get me. But, you know, kind of. See, we just need one day where it's like a purge. Just let me loose, right? Just let me loose. Kel-Tec, American-made, such a great company. George Kellgren immigrated from Sweden like eons ago, went to Cocoa, Florida, and created this awesome company. And they make some sweet boomsticks. They make some really great stuff. They're incredibly innovative. Everything that Kel-Tec does is so incredibly innovative. They make pistols, rifles, shotguns, accessories, all kinds of gear. And they're continuing that mission of game-changing innovation and performance with their Sub 2K Gen 3. It's the Gen 3 version. The whole thing folds in half. It's super awesome. And it folds quickly and easily right in half. And it just as quickly and easily deploys as well. Now, the difference is that you don't have to detach your favorite optics to fold it in half anymore. That's just one of the new features that the Gen 3 Sub 2K has, the 9mm carbine. It also has a redesigned operating handle. It gives you added comfort, lightened action for easy racking, ambidextrous bolt hold open, all with providing improved manipulation, and they're quality made right here in the US of A. See everything Kel-Tec has to offer for yourself at KelTecWeapons.com, and be sure to follow them on social media. That's KelTecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
LA City Council members Hugo Soto Martinez and Nithya Raman were on hand today to help remove the signs. They say the no cruising and no U-turn signs were put up in the 1990s to prevent people in the gay community from meeting up with other gay people.
I was also surprised that these U-turn signs were still up.
And
at first, you know, they seem a little,
okay,
it's just a no U-turn sign. But when you learn the history of it and you realize that these were used to profile gay people, it's so important that we have these removed.
The LA City Council
members have. I don't understand that. Somebody explain this to me. It's a U-turn sign. It's, is that what it is? It's like, it doesn't mean, it's not, you have to deep dive if that's actually what the meaning was. That's such a deep dive, nobody knows.
A U-turn is definitely not straight. You think they'd be for that.
Well, U-turn means go back the other way. I mean, we have these signs all over in Texas. You can U-turn. You know, you can U-turn everywhere. It's kind of a pain in the ass. You can U-turn. Like almost everywhere in Texas, you know that can. It means the gays can just, they can just walk all over the sidewalks, all over the streets. Apparently, that's what that means. I mean, I feel we're at the point right now in culture and in policy where I actually, Kane and I have to double and triple check because we don't know if it's satire or real.
Right.
Like, this is a story I was like, no.
I thought it was fake. I thought it was a satire, funny comedy skit. but no.
What do you? How do they interpret these signs to mean that the gays can't be there at whatever time? They said that, well, the police would deliberately lure men that they suspected of being gay in order to arrest them. They didn't just arrest you for being gay. Not in, you know, like, I mean, they would try to get you for prostitution or something like that, or solicitation. But
why are you gay?
There had to have been a crime there, right? That's Juan's absolute favorite sound. That's his favorite soundbite ever. He cannot. Every time we play it, it doesn't matter. Days later, he'll laugh his head off at it. I love
it. Why are you gay?
He just chuckles every single time he hears it. I mean, it's Alphabet Month. Why couldn't they just put a sign up? Because it feels like, I don't know if you saw in the video where they were taking the U-turn signs. It looked like a busy intersection that was maybe kind of dangerous if you did a U-turn there. You know what I mean? Why don't you just put a sign up that says, this doesn't mean you gay people? Wouldn't that have solved the problems without having to take down signs? This is so dumb. Golly. Or just, you know, Kane, just put up one of them rainbow murals up on the street there. Because only the gays can cross there. There's an invisible. Have you ever tried crossing in a rainbow crosswalk? You can't. Nope. You can't. It's like it knows. It knows. You can't. You got to walk around it. There's an invisible force field there. I don't know how they figured it out. I feel like we should be weaponizing that, you know, and using it on the battlefield. But instead, where it's only applicable to. They keep all this stuff for themselves. You can't walk on their crosswalk because of the invisible force field and lesbians are invisible. They keep all this stuff to themselves. I mean, we could be turning this into a massive spec ops outfit and you're not playing fair. I don't know. I don't. They said that one of the signs is going to be donated to the National Gay and Lesbian Archives. What is that?
Why?
I didn't even know one of those existed. It's like the archive of Sycorax and Warhammer. Well, this is the gay and lesbian part. I don't know what this means. What do they have there at the Gay and Lesbian Archives, Kane? A history of history of gay sex. I don't know. What? I gotta Google it. We're Google. Shh, live radio. We're Googling it.
Why
Google,
are you gay?
Google, Google. Let's go out and play. Google, Google, Google. Oh, here it is. Oh. Oh, don't Google it. Don't do it. Well, the first thing that came up was three dudes in leather bondage. So I'm not joking.
What the heck did you put in the search bar?
I went to their official website, dude. Hold up. I got to put this in Slack. It's, that's their gay archives. That's what's in the gay archives. Hold up.
So four separate times I've heard the explanation of why they don't like the no U-turn signs, and I still don't know why they don't like the no U-turn signs.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I still don't get it.
Well, it's going to this museum, the sign. Oh, my gosh. I didn't even know that museum was there. What?
That's a .edu site?
Dude, did you go to it?
I just did.
You just looked at it.
You put it in there.
Steve said it's by the founding daddies. Oh, my gosh.
Stop.
Oh, why is it like this?
Do not even encourage that.
So there it is. That's exactly what I thought it would be, if I'm being real. I thought it would be that. You know, so all the gay stuff goes there. So they thought they were going to put one of those signs there. So I guess you can't be naked, dressed in leather straps on that street. Going the other way. You can't.
If there's a sign up.
I just can't. Everything is so dumb.
Does .edu mean it's taxpayer funded?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's a dot. Yeah, well, because isn't USC, isn't, hang on. We're doing this live. Because isn't it public?
It means they get something, yeah. Right?
Oh, yeah, it is. Look at that.
It's government.
Oh, it's a private. Well, it's a private institution that gets a lot of grants. They get a lot of grant money. So yeah, some of your taxpayer money in some ways involved in this website. It took me like a whole 2 seconds to look up. Look at that. I'm not going to tell you guys what the website is because you definitely cannot pull it up at work. Do not pull that because it'll have .edu on it. Your boss ain't gonna believe you. Ain't gonna believe you.
So now what am I going to start getting in my timelines? Am I going to start getting some dominatrix stuff?
I don't know. Maybe.
Because it's on this.
I'm just trying to figure out what they collect there. Why they need a whole gay archive.
Good God.
Is it? We just have collections and flags for everything now. Because see, if everybody has a flag, then nobody's flag matters. Right? Remember, that was one of my favorite lines in The Incredibles. But he didn't say flags. He said, if everyone's special, then no one is. See? That's what it is. But the no U-turn sign is... they said they wanted to curb the gays from roaming the streets to hook up. I think that the gays roaming the streets is like them worrying about the signs about that is the least of their problems. I don't even know any gay people that would walk around in California right now because they're tripping over needles and turds. I mean, that's all they're slipping on everything. That's all it is. There's a literal poop map, guys. So come on. They're not walking around outside. They're not walking around outside. Just, it's not happening. All right. So I had to share that with you because I had to read it last night. So certain things, I'm going to take you down with me. That's just how it's going to go. Oh, man. So,
transphobia is solved then, right? It's solved.
What, transphobia?
Yeah. Gay phobia?
Like, who is afraid of... Nobody's afraid of gay people. We're just like, can you not shake your wang out in the street during a parade? It's literally all we're asking.
But taking these signs down fixed it, whatever was wrong.
What did it fix?
I know. That's
the erection.
Oh, golly.
God.
It's Friday. Half of you are already like sitting either under your sprinkler in your backyard, poolside, or you're driving home from work. The rest of you are slogging through it. We're helping you. So just roll with it. I'm just
making sure it fixed it, whatever it was.
If that's all it takes to fix things, like what other signs can I take down? Like if I were to take down gun-free zone signs.
Right.
As a suggest, like, what does that fix?
Yeah.
What does that say? That solves something.
Yeah, sure does.
I'm told. If I paint rainbows, we should just go off and paint. We need a straight flag.
Right.
I just been curious of what that would look like. What colors are left? Everybody's been claiming them.
So they can take down our signs. We can't even drive on theirs that are on the street.
They can take down signs, but God help you if the tires of your car touch one of the blessed rainbow murals that low has been painted upon the asphalt. If you do that, you'll die.
This is what equality looks like? Is that what I'm supposed to
say? Yeah, it's equality. It, when some people are specialer than you, that's equality.
Oh.
Did you guys know that? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That's equality.
Today
you're do. Shooting star, the more you know. Juan, I'm sure you can whip up something and post that it where it's like a stars. If I do that, it wipes stars in a rainbow across the screen, right? Just work your magic over there. Just grow another arm. Sorry. I am curious. I can't tell you how many people. There are a lot of people who listen to the program who identify as, constitutionalists. And they also identify of a same-sex nature in terms of attraction. And there are no funnier responses, I got to say, than the responses I get from those people. Because they're like, hang on, I have to pull this up. I don't want to say the guy. So the guy's name is Braden, and that's all I'll say. But he's like, I have to tell you, I am so damn tired of seeing rainbow everywhere. Rainbow is tacky. It's tacky. It doesn't go with anything. I'm tired of seeing it all over everything. When does it stop? That's an actual email. And he identified as being a gay dude. So I'm just saying, I feel like there's a loud group of, because it's such a small segment of the population. And I think then of that percentage, there's another percentage from that percentage that wants to paint all the things and take down all the signs. And they're the ones who are like, no, we know that everybody said in the 90s that they wanted to be equal. We don't want to be equal. We want to be specialer. So we want all of these like special accommodations. Well, that's not how it works. It doesn't work that way.
Hi, I'm Erica, an English major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arn with a Constitution Minute.
James Madison writes in Federalist 51 that men are not angels. Their passions and self-interest often get the better of their reason and sense of justice. So we need government in order to protect our rights against those who would take them away. But for the same reason, Madison writes, government must be limited, because people in government have passions and interests too. Many Americans today forget this. Supposing that we can do away with constitutional limits on government, supposing that the unelected bureaucrats being put in charge of our health care, for example, will rule as if they are angels. If Madison was correct about human nature, this is foolish and dangerous.
To learn more and get a free pocket constitution, visit constitutionminute.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
The Pentagon wants to feed our troops experimental lab-grown meat to reduce the CO2 footprint. It's called BioMade. It's a crappy public-private company that's gotten $500 million in funding from the Department of Defense. BioMade, a crappy public-private company that got $500 million, taxpayer dollars. I love that I work my ass off and that you do too, so we can pay this stupid company that probably rustled somebody's jimmies in order to get some federal dollars so they can make their stupid lab-grown meat. Yeah, that apparently is not what they're going to be feeding our troops so that they can lower their CO2 footprint. Every time I hear a headline about somebody wanting to lower their CO2 footprint, I'm going to buy styrofoam and I'm going to throw it out in the world. Every damn time. I'm going to take styrofoam, I'm going to start using paper plates, plastic, everything, and I'm just going to start throwing it out. Every time I hear it, that's what these people are going to force me to do. Stop it.
Put my CO2 footprint up your...
I'm going to put my CO2 footprint up your... Yeah, that's right. I can't even get through... We're coming back to this. I'm keeping this out here. Keeping it out here. A Pentagon official reveals a 7-minute encounter with a growing blue UFO, probably because he ate some lab-grown meat and he hallucinated. He said it emitted enough energy to power a small city. Again, it's probably that lab-grown meat. I'm just saying. Tropical rainstorms in South Florida have led to flight delays. We said yesterday that was already, DeSantis had already declared a state of emergency. Streets have been jammed with stalled cars. A crocodile was terrorizing an Australian town. So if you had to pick a champion between the Australians and a crocodile, who do you got? If you put your money on the Australians, you're the winner, because a remote Australian community took revenge on this thing. They ate the 12-foot beast. It was eating pets and chasing children. It was chasing their children. They said it was a significant risk to the community. So they killed him, cooked him up, and ate him. And I hope that they ate it by a body of water so all the other crocodiles could see this is what happens when you mess. You get cooked and eat. That's what happens. When you mess, you get cooked and eat. And the WNBA is on track to lose roughly $50 million this year, despite the explosion in their popularity because of Caitlin Clark. And they're probably going to lose more because they keep having tantrums. I'm telling you.
Let me ask you another question. There'll be the awkward elephant in the room. And that is about the Sun-Times story last week about your spending of $30,000 from your campaign fund for hair and makeup. Can you respond to that and explain why you think that's an appropriate use of the campaign dollars to many people seems like a lot of money?
I think it's always appropriate to make sure that we're investing in small businesses, especially minority-owned, black-owned, women-owned businesses. Our campaign spends money on food. We support
what?
Black and brown-owned businesses, women-owned businesses, printing. There are a number of things that my campaign spends dollars on. And I'm so committed to supporting small businesses that mayor, just made another announcement of another $34, $35 million available for small businesses.
I need so Juan was playing. He's got the – you keep him up there for a minute. And you can put me side by side with him if you want to. First off, welcome back. Top of the third hour, Dana Lash with you. Sign up for the newsletter, Substack, Chapter and Verse. Got all kinds of good stuff up there. Find us. We got the chat on Rumble, streaming on X, Channel 347 DirecTV. The reason I want him to stay up there is because does he look like a dude who, first off, he's a dude who spends $30,000 a year on his hair and makeup. On what? Dudes, you tell me what you see on this man, his hair. I can't even comment on his makeup. What is his hair? His hair has to be some of that. What is he spending $30,000 on? Anybody? Nothing? What's the most expensive? Gentlemen, what is the most expensive haircut you all have ever gotten? I don't know, because all the men in my family go to a barber. They don't go to salons.
Right. Back in the day, it was like $7-$8. I think I've paid up to like $35-$40 for one.
Yeah.
So
do you go, but you go to like a barber.
Right.
Steve, do you go to a barber?
I do go to a barber, but I, you know, the most expensive barber I've been to is like $50 for just a cut.
And Juan, you don't go to a salon, do you? Oh no, Juan's like, no, I go to a barber. Yeah, everybody I know goes to a barber. I don't know anybody.
He gets once a week haircut, right? That's a fair amount, right? So 52 haircuts a year.
He would get a once a week haircut for what?
I mean, that's fair.
No, it's not.
Sure.
It should only, if you're, he doesn't have much hair to cut. If he's getting a haircut every week, Kane,
yeah.
What? It's just they're like buzzing the sides and he gets it cropped on the top. That's it. Doesn't take no time at all.
Well, yeah, I know. I think you're equating it to how much time based on how much he pays to get it.
I love the excuse that he gives. Oh, well, it's okay because it was black-owned businesses.
Right.
I mean, it was his campaign funds, by the way. You get trouble for that stuff. You can't be using campaign funds for things like that. He's like, oh, no, it was black-owned businesses because he hired a black makeup artist or something. And a lot of his campaign expenditures were just very vague. Like, oh, hair and makeup for event or hair and makeup for TV or hair and makeup for debate or something to that effect. But still, how is it $30,000? I say this as somebody who works in TV, and I do my own hair and makeup for when we're together every day. And I don't like, very few makeup artists that I like because I feel like the makeup is so thick and I don't like wearing a lot of makeup because it just, I can't breathe and I feel sticky. I can't handle it. And I have very sensitive skin. And so I'll come in fully done and force them only to do touch-ups. It infuriates everybody, but just high roll. But even then, when you hire or you have a makeup artist, like when I did my book covers, we had a makeup artist and they would do you for editorial, which is different, totally different for television. Television, everything, you can't be shiny. It has to be matte. You have to, like, all out in the street, it looks like drag queen old lady makeup. But when you're doing print, it has to be lighter and it has to be shinier. It's very different. And so in some of those respects, you have to bring someone on. Even then, it's not thousands of dollars. Even then, it's not thousands of dollars. I have done shoots and events in D.C. and in New York and in Florida and in L.A. and everywhere. And because I will ask people, like, how do you do financial? How do you do with? And they'll tell you, like, some of their stuff, they get paid several $100, or they'll, you know, maybe if it's like an all day thing, they might get a couple of thousand, depending on how many people they're doing and what all they have to bring. If this is just for him. I'm putting all this in context. This just for him. So I don't think it was all going for that. What was it all going for? Because you cannot tell me, even if you're being super bougie and you're hiring this lady to come out and do your hair and makeup everywhere you go, for every time you go into public. I mean, hell, I think he's saying he spent more than Lori Lightfoot. And she's a woman, although they have the same hair. I don't know. It's very confusing, but I love the whole, well, you know, it was all black-owned businesses, so it's okay somehow. You can't criticize it. What? Yes, you can. You absolutely can. Just wild. They think that they are above the law with everything. Always above the law.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.